Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Maya Hotep, and that was John Coltrane, Equinox. And you're listening to Truth to Power, and my name is Beverly, and co-host tonight is Eric L. Eric, how are you doing this evening? And we do have the round table. So if you want to call in, have comments or questions, and I don't, Eric, can you hear me? I don't know if he's having problems with his phone or not. But thanks for joining me, those that are here. And we are going to listen to some tones and some sounds here. So let's go back and listen to some more Coltrane till I can find Eric L. All right, some more of John Coltrane, great music. And Eric, can you hear me now?
You know, Bev, the Omniverse wanted you to play two of those because we on a two night.
Okay. We have.
And Libra represents the scales, so you have two pans on the scale for weight and balance.
All right. Okay.
And John Coltrane was born on an equinox on September the 23rd.
Yeah, he was right there. He was on the cusp of Virgo.
Absolutely.
And he was there.
A very complicated brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with a lot of. Go ahead.
No, I was getting what I'm trying to cut this my stuff off here. No, I'm just saying he was dealing with both of those energies, the Libra and the Virgo energies.
All four. He's dealing with Aries And he dealing with Pisces.
Okay.
And he dealing with Virgo and Libra. So, and that's, and his music reflected that. A lot of people got frustrated with John Coltrane in his later years because his all his zodiac signs were reflecting what he was playing. A lot of information coming in, but he never could bring it into one chemical solvent. I love it there, but when you just go with the natural flow of things, nature will open itself up to things that you didn't see before. So now a lot of information is coming forward that we weren't allowed to see back in the day. You know, maybe when we were going to church and was listening to the preacher, and you know, my church experience was still fantastic because I got to see some Bodoon worship. I got to see cowbells drumming, people dancing and sweating and purging and speaking in tongues and different miracles happening for 12, 13-hour sessions. Everybody gone home. It's only 7 or 8 people left, and we're still drumming, jamming. Yeah. And I'm one of the instrument players. I had a cowbell, and my cowbell kept the rhythm. I kept it going. I kept the rhythm going. It was all based on the sound of the bell and the wood blocks.
Okay.
So every step that we take to get to our spiritual peak is real. It don't matter what you see how I build them houses. Don't never think that what you experience is some garbage or some trash. Just take it all into account.
Yeah. And what was that lady? What was that? Was that a lady?
That's a mermaid. I was walking down the street one day, this year. Yeah, that's a mermaid made out of tile. And and I sent 3D, like she made a mold. She it's a lot of work, but it's this Mexican girl named a Latina named Corazon Rodriguez. And I was walking down the street and I seen her working on this. I had seen her working on it for a couple of weeks, but she was out there by herself. I said, "Man, you doing this by yourself?" She said, "Yeah, I've been doing this for months, and I'm getting tired. It's hot out here." So I helped her. I worked with her for a couple of months so she could finish it. And man, it was rewarding, you know. And that's some of the work that she. It's a mermaid, a sea turtle, a treasure chest. Man, it's ridiculous. A dragon. I didn't take all those. I didn't send you all those pictures, but I just sent the mermaid. But the mermaid is holding her private part. That private part that the mermaid got her hand on is a seashell.
Wow. That's deep.
Hey man, this is just so deep. That's why I say, y'all, I don't care, man, what the nationality, what a person look like, what a person's vibe is. They got some magic working with them if you give them a chance. So, she's a good friend of mine now. She does fabulous work. So,
Does she still do that work, that kind of work?
Eric. Yeah, when she have time, she still do that work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she got a bunch of work on Instagram. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I say, you're dealing with the sea, you're dealing with that water, you're vibing on those waves, you're dealing with that mermaid.
Absolutely. That's right. A lot of information coming through. These creatures and these beings, you know. So and that complex right there with all that art is under a willow tree. So all those like that mermaid, her tail is a bench. So you can sit on the bench under the willow tree. It's just straight magic. Ooh. I don't know. It's just straight magic, straight. And there's so many spots like that around town that have been developed by artists. So there's a lot, like I say, we in the city, okay? We in the middle of the city developing chill spots. My next thing I'm working on, anybody could take, I don't have a patent pending on it. I'm not trying to be the only one, you know. Some people think that they invent things, and then just like when I was young, I used to watch Soul Train. And I used to be like, man, I'm going to invent my own dance. So, I spent weeks in front of a mirror dancing. And then I turn on Soul Train one day. I see about 50 people doing my dance with flair, doing the dance that I thought I created with flair. 50 people doing it all at once. I'm like, man, is it anything new? See what I'm saying? So, the realization.
Wow, that's good.
Anything that'll make you humble is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that'll humble you is good mm-hmm. for you. Even when you know you master a thing, and then there's a humbling that comes after that, and you should take that with grace. Yeah, I'm losing my teeth. That's why some words I say it sounds funny because I don't, those teeth that used to be there, they ain't there no more. My homies have abandoned me, and they ain't coming back. So, you know, I got to deal with it.
Okay. But I can't hear it. I have, if you hadn't said nothing, I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, well, the children, that's why you see children all the time where they be losing their teeth. You think that stop them? They be mm-hmm. grinning, smiling, laughing. Boy, mm-hmm. they be going on.
They'd be glad because the tooth fairy coming to visit them.
For some.
For my teeth to come out. Yeah, you're right, for some. Mm-hmm.
For some, we're going to see a man in a white coat. He stinks with a drill.
Right.
Then he's stinking,
boy.
It has
got
better. That drill.
It has got better. It don't hurt. Now they make it better that it don't hurt, but still, you don't feel the drill, but you do feel it. You know, even though you don't feel the pain, it's just that drilling going in your mouth. It still scares.
Babe, they have to alter your senses to do that work, babe. You have to go under anesthesia.
Yeah.
You know how many mistakes they make doing that, man? They got a young girl. It happened to her twice. She went to the same person twice, and the lady gave her too much, man, and it messed this child brain up. A dentist in Houston, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Twice.
Wow. Well, why don't they?
Go ahead.
Why don't they get just dead in the gums? I think that's what they did with me. Instead of that, giving that anesthesia, they just put that they dead in the gums.
But that's what she called herself doing, Beth. She was trying to deaden her gums.
But you know, she gave her that.
See, everybody's physical condition is different.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why it's silly to think that everybody's going to take a. Do you think everybody's going to take a vaccine? Some people break out in hives.
They try.
Looking at a needle.
Thank you. They trying hard.
What a joke, man. What a joke.
Yeah.
All people have to do is remind themselves that they got volcanoes out here that's erupting. They got tornadoes that's carrying. Listen, church people don't like to vibe with each other, but a hurricane or a tornado will pick your church up off the foundation and move it down to the church people that you don't talk to and make you talk to them people.
Yeah. When a disaster comes, people come together that wasn't talking before. They talking and helping out each other. You're right.
Whatever it takes.
We do have somebody that's want to sit at the table.
Yeah, man, bring them in.
Open up.
We got plenty of room.
Okay. All right. Area code 706-202.
That's Sun Horse.
Better Love.
Sun Horse.
And Hotep.
Better Love. Marriott Hotel.
Hotep. Brother
Love
Eric.
Supreme.
Love is supreme. But I thought you was going to do, you know, yesterday was Donny Hathaway, another great musician. With his
oh.
It was really kind of, you started with Coltrane, Love Supreme, and then Donny Hathaway, you know, Chicago born. So we have a lot of greats that we have that put out the music. But you were talking about the mermaid, and then you hit up on the willow tree. And the mermaid and the willow tree are synonymous because willow trees grow mostly by water. That's what we make our sweat lodges out of. And it has its own spiritual essence of it is why we use it. And it's more so spiritual with the divine feminine because, like I said, they grow by water. But traditionally, they were always looked at as the female you know, because when you see a weeping willow, that weeping willow has to be over 30 years old for it to begin to willow, because it grows just like regular tree branches. But once it reached that stage past 30, then you'll see those weeping, those willow branches hanging as they do, because of the energy of the water, and that all the memory and consciousness and the spiritual part of it representing the female energy. But also the bark of the willow contains acetone, which what we do in tying up the sweat lodge. When we're making it, we skin all the bark off the saplings and use that, is because that's what they use to make aspirin. It's a pain reliever. And so the indigenous people knew that when you tie up, you know, you peel the bark off and you tie it up, and then you leave the bare sapling, that when you put the heat with it, as you're breathing in the heat in the lodge, you're also breathing in a pain reliever. So we understood the balance and how to use what was in nature to help us in having our spiritual ceremonies. So it was very, you know, I was listening to Eric when he was talking about her and how he was helping her, and then the part that the shell represented the phallus. But the shell, it's according to what seashell, but mostly all seashells as the golden mean circumference. And very important that the cowrie shell from Ghana represents the seedy, because it looks like the woman's yoni. And it was very important that we trade it with the cowrie shells, even here on Turtle Island, because you see a lot of indigenous buckskin dresses made by indigenous women had cowrie shells that we thought they were in Africa, but that means that we had to have an exchange to be able to get the same shells that found in Africa is found here that women adorn themselves with.
Wow. Interesting.
But and
Eric, you still here? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Juan.
Yeah, what? Go ahead. My ears to the speaker. Go ahead.
Yeah, but he was saying that John Coltrane was born September the 23rd, around the the fall equinox, and it was very powerful because we've just had a reset. I think I might have sent it to you, or if not, I'll send it to you, Bev. But what the transformational reset was done in 2020, the thing that we're seeing now with Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto, and that alignment, this is a 12-year cycle that we're going to be in. We're in it. And talking about, you know, communication, because Mercury is in retrograde, so we're at that time right now. It always goes every year to in retrograde, but this cycle with Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto is a reset in this consciousness that we're now in, and this is part of the transformation. And then, and even the part what Eric was saying about the mermaid, because the water bearer is the female, and we're in the age, the era of Aquarius. So all of that symbology of water that he's speaking to is what we're really in consciousness with.
Sounds powerful to me.
And Saturn is you got to pay attention to the urn. You see, the urn is what is the water. That's what you carry the water in, the urn. And
but
you get paid what you get paid what you. Oh, go ahead, Kwame.
Yeah, but what you're saying is the urn. You are. That's what you're saying. You are
right.
In.
Absolute.
What are you in? You're in change.
We in the year of the change, which is a five.
Right. And then next year is going to be even powerful because, and especially in February, which is my Earth month. And that 222, because you're going to have February the 2nd, 2022. You're going to have February the 22nd, 2022. The synchronicity,
wow.
The power of the number. and then mm-hmm. it's gonna roll. That's the flow, but that's what that energy is gonna be for next year.
Hmm. That two energy.
Right.
So is it going to be more of a coming together partnership, or is it going to be just added on to what we already
And what we're doing is the five is change, and what is the change? The change is the one in one, which is in yourself. You are the one you've mm-hmm. been waiting for. And this is the energy that's bringing you and your higher consciousness together. And that's the two energy and bringing that together. And so what we're looking at is, you know, this reset. And what we've been looking at since this 2000 year began in 2000 is the Great Shift. This is the first 20 years of the Great Shift. So what we're looking at in the next, by 2025, that's what really is, that now the generation has been downsized. It used to be 25 or 20 years was a generation. Now it's 16 to, you know, 18 to around 15, 16, because now they're looking mm-hmm. at the generations are speeded up in the consciousness of growing because of technology and information. People are maturing faster in information, but not in life experience. There's a difference, because back in our day, by the time we reached 25, you know, we had experienced life, and because we had to know how to survive through that part of getting to 25, where these generations are, hey, they got everything they need and all of the phones and the addiction of the phones, because even when we went through this pandemic, and you can go to Forbes magazine and they have it to where 463 days from 2020 to 2021, that there were, that's how many, 463 billionaires were made from 2020 to 2021 in that pandemic.
Mm. And so were they concentrated in certain areas, or they were just
the majority
all over
the place? The majority of the concentration was here in the United States. Some was in China, but the majority was mm-hmm. in the United States that were made into billionaires. And they went from, they said that was the highest jump, because they were saying the combination of all the billionaires before that was about $8 trillion, to now it's $13 trillion. That the combination of these billionaires equals out to $13 trillion between those many people.
Dang. And I heard that, you know, Bezos or whatever the Amazon man name is, he used to be the number one. I heard that now the number one billionaire is the guy that sells Hennessy liquor.
Well,
and that makes sense, because everybody was shut down. Uh-huh.
Right, but everybody that, I mean, they're looking at the top. He's 177 billion. He's number one.
Uh-huh.
That's what his worth is.
Who is that?
That's Bezos.
Hennessy guy? Oh, Bezos.
No.
Okay.
Bezos. He's listed at Forbes 500. He's listed as number one at 177 billion.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that was misinformation I had then, because somewhere I was reading and they were saying that the other guy, did they have the other guy in there anywhere, the Hennessy man?
Well,
that he had moved
all up. Of them. They have all of them listed, you know. And
okay. Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting ready to do, I'm going to send it to you.
Okay.
I'll share it with you
mm-hmm.
because I just pulled it up today and was looking at it, because I just got off the road Tuesday and came back, and I got to leave out. I got to leave back out again on Thursday, going to Tuskegee for the gathering that we're doing there with the black farmers and the consciousness. We're having male and female circles on Sunday, but we're really doing the Overground Railroad and the Oasis. And so that's what I'm looking at, headed over there for.
Now, when y'all do the sweat lodge, what is, I know it's like a cleansing. Is it like a cleansing or you sweating out?
Well, yeah. Is it? What it's called is, some people call it the purification lodge. But what we're doing is, it's a purification because of the energy that we take the standing talls, which is the trees, and we put the oldest record keepers, which are the stones, and we heat them up until they become red hot. And then we bring them in. We bring them back to life because that's the way they were formed in the earth, that they were red hot. And we bring them back to life, and then we pour what we call pajuta if we mix herbs in it. But if it's not, then it's just regular water that we use to pour on it. What's created is called the grandfather's breath, and creating the steam. And in that steam, it creates the reaction to the skin and to the body, to where it begins to pour out your toxins. That's your purification. But the exchange is that when you're breathing in the energy of these record keepers, you're breathing in its energy of what it has recorded. So you're pouring out all of your toxins, but you're breathing in the consciousness of the water and the stones combined, because water holds memory and consciousness, and also those stones hold a memory and has a consciousness. So you're combining it by sitting on their earth or on a blanket or that, but you're really connected to the earth in a fetal position, because the lodge is made in the shape of a igloo, or if you turn it up on its side, it looks like a pregnant woman. And what you do, that you have to crawl in on all four, just like you came out on all four. You crawl into that lodge on all four, and then you sit in that fetal position, because what you're having is a rebirth, a death and a rebirth, a cleansing, and you're being reborn with this new energy of the grandfather's breath, the water and the steam combined, the rocks and the steam combined to purify you.
Well, it seems like that we need more of that with all of this toxin that's going on, you know, and all the other stuff.
What has been proven, that the heat inside of a sweat lodge gets over 130 degrees. Virus or bacteria cannot live in that much heat, and it kills it. So this is the way the indigenous people are using this. I've got on All Hallows Eve, I've got a group up in Atlanta that want me to do they're going to visit the mounds, and they're doing sacred sites on All Hallows Eve. But on that night, we're going to do, they asked me to come up and do a sweat lodge for their group, which they're bringing people from around the country in to do the sweat lodge.
Okay.
So it's kind of what we're doing is we align up with the different alignments, like the full moon or the new moon or the equinox or the solstice. You do it where you're getting the most energy that's created from above and connecting to below.
So do you have to be a part of a tribe? Can anyone go to a sweat log, or you have to? How do you? Because I've never been to one.
Well, I mean, it's always invitation, and people are invited. The thing that we look at as facilitators and looking at it is that we look at the spirit of the people that we're coming, because the thing is that inside of that is a transferring of energy, and what you're attempting to do is to have the best connected energy, because we sing and we pray, and then in certain lodges we use the sacred pipe, And those, that sacred pipe is what we pray with. And so in that energy there, as being a facilitator, you're responsible because everybody, you can't see no one. It's triple darkness in there. The only light you see is coming from the stones when they're brought in as they're glowing, but they go out. And so it's the connecting, because in the womb we could not see, and in the ceremony we should not see. It's because what you're doing is connecting you to the Creator using the four elements of water, air, earth, and fire. That's the only connection. And then your prayer and your singing, whatever it is you do, is what you do. But I know when I facilitate, when I do mine in the traditional way, it's four doors, seven stones. Every door is 28 stones. But on my third round, which is the energy of the West, which represents black, which represents the adult, which represents where the ancestors, I use that round to call and pour libation, and that becomes the hottest round.
Mm. Wow, we need that more so now than ever.
Oh, yeah.
To find out one. Where you have to let me know where one is at in Michigan. I know we have them because I talked to people that's been to some, but I never went.
Yeah, but what you want to do is you want to try to find a circle, because a lot of, you know, indigenous, but then you have a lot of $5 indigenous, what we call them. The $5 indigenous is that the energy in that part of it is that there are not a lot of melanated people doing the lodges. You know, but now it's becoming popular and people are learning, but you have to go through the sacred teachings. The person should have been trained by someone and they know how to do the lodge, because when James Ray did it, he killed three people out there in Arizona, and we ain't never in the thousands of years that we've been doing lodges around the planet, nobody that anybody from indigenous tribes say killed someone from the heat.
Mm-mm.
So that was his inexperience to pour that.
Okay. Wow. Well, Kwame, stay on the mound. I'm going to put some more music on, and then I'm going to open the line up again. So stay with us.
music, where do you get your inspiration to compose it?
Well, it's being in tune with the greater universe, feeling that the earth has its past, present, and future. But my music actually is reaching outward, not being a part of the past, or the present, or the future. But rather, what I call an altered destiny, because I'm dealing with equations. And like most people feel that the planet is doomed anyway.
Involved in this, or some kind of advice involved in the music?
Yeah, there is a message in all of my music. It's all about doing something else other than what they have done, because what they have done is possible, and the world the way it is today is the result of the possible that they did. It's a result of the absolute thing. So now. That's something else. There's always something else in the universe as big as this.
Should do now to save the planet as far as it's possible?
Well, the human race has always looked for freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And set up rules and all kind of standards for humans. And they never passed any kind of rules or constitution for other type of being. For instance, like if another type of being comes on the planet, then he hasn't gotten any rights. But I don't suppose he ever thought about it. Benson said that there are other beings in the universe. And what country do you have that would give anybody any rights if they landed?
Yeah.
So if they don't have any rights except just for man, then that doesn't balance, because man is trying to go out in outer space. And if he lands on somebody else's planet, he would want them to respect him. If someone lands on planet Earth from outer space, what kind of treatment would they get? Because what country do you have that would give them any kind of respect, protect them?
Yeah.
You don't have any country that thought about that. But since we're in the space age, it should be thought of, because it's running into a lot of things that people never had to face before. And one of them, that if they run on the planet that somebody is there and they're highly developed, they're going to have trouble. Unless they got something to show that a person coming here would be recognized.
Yeah.
But on this planet, according to a lot of ancient scriptures and philosophers, you also have, not only do you have humans on the planet, you have angels on the planet.
Yeah.
So now, you don't have a government in the world that give angels any rights. Although they're teaching it in churches and other places, there are angels. Yet, I don't don't know of any country that has any rights for angels.
Now, one thing that interests me very much, how do you choose the members of your group?
Well, sometimes I choose them if the world doesn't care anything about them. Mm-hmm. That's where I come in. If they have talent, if they have the potentials, if they're just natural and they have feeling.
See the band when you play, so you can get
right.
The feeling.
I have to get to see them in the way they're sitting, because they can be sitting a certain way, and then the vibrations or the way they're sitting will put out a certain vibration. That's music too. Every time I change somebody on the bandstand, move from one place to the other, it changes the placement vibrations, I would say, because that's the way the air is. That just like this microphone. It's thrown out of vibration other than just the sound, just the shape of it. It's causing some rays to strike all kinds of ways. Now if we get around the mic, it would do something else. Well, I'm sensitive to all those things. I have a natural sensitivity. And a lot of times I do things that people don't understand, but it's because I'm following my intuition. And my intuition will tell me, well, now do this or do that, and I do it. Sometimes it might seem ridiculous, but it always works. And I learn a lot through doing things through intuition. It's just like sometimes nations have to do that. They might not have any hope of really succeeding whatever they want. They follow intuition, and then nature will help them.
I do invite you.
Be of my faith world.
Our invitation.
We do invite you.
Be of our space world.
Hereby.
Our invitation.
We do invite you.
Be of our space world.
That was Sun Ra. Back in 71.
now let me drop his Earth arrival. His Earth arrival was May the 22nd. Look at the number. He's a master. That's the master number. May the 22nd. He right on the cusp too, man. And
yeah,
these two brothers met. And at the time, Coltrane was spinning, you know, in the opposite direction. He had took a couple of major trips, but he was just perfect, because you just heard what Sun Ra just said about how he picks his band members. Sometimes they throwaways. Nobody don't really want to work with him no more. He loved to take those type of people, and so him and Coltrane met in New York, and he told Coltrane, you know, you need to just come over here with me and just, get your thing back together, show the people where it originated from, show them how you go into the cosmos. That's what you've been trying to do. But Coltrane never showed up for any of those sessions. And, that was the end of the road for him. He was at the end, but that's a Sun Ra interview that I listened to today. He talked about, he put Coltrane at the top when Sun Ra was asked what musicians, did he love to listen to? He said, "Yeah, I put Coltrane at the top." It's a beautiful night, a beautiful thing. These two gentlemen on our airwaves tonight, it's super magical. I hope people understand what's going on here tonight. That was a powerful clip. And man, we've been riding in this wave for a long. We've been riding in this barrel in this wave for for quite a while now, Bev. You know, and tonight is being kind of explained in simple terms and simple. I just heard that song in the background. The sister said, "The sound of thought sounds like lightning." The sound of thought sounds like lightning. Man. In ancient magic, they would call that Shango. Shango appears as a lightning clap.
With that lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
So, yeah, right on, Bev. It's a beautiful thing. And I wish people would go and look at these brothers' numbers that's in their zodiac and see the magical correlation in the numbers, you know, 22 and 23.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Sun Ra dying 8 days after his actual birthday. And John Coltrane dying on, I believe, July the 17th. They have him down as dying on July the 17th, also involved with an 8. So, you know, I always find it's just a natural flow. You know, you don't have to do a whole bunch of conjuring up. Nature is always providing the instruments for you to, be a practitioner of yourself, you know. And so just like Kwame came on, you know, you see how we came in with the talking about the seashell, the golden mean ratio, the mermaid, the willow tree, and then boom, he brought it back to the sweat lodge. You see all the information that comes out of that? And all ancient cities was built. All ancient cities had a natural interior with the outer realm being waterways, you know, irrigations, you know, canals.
Right.
And so, know, this
and
is
water, too.
The physical body is made the same way, man. We just, it's like a pine cone. When you spin a pine cone, no matter which way you spin it, it just comes back to itself. So an ocean wave coming in and going back out, if you just observe and listen to the ocean wave coming in, making that splash right up at the edge of the ocean on the sand and going back out into the ocean, if you just observe that for a while, you will come back into your whatever's going on with you, it will start to diminish. Not only that, you sitting in quartz crystal in the sand. So if you in the sand, your body is embedded in the sand, and those ocean waves are coming in and out, and you listening to that, there's a mathematical formula that goes with all this sounds of the ocean. That's why I've been on this magical journey through this mathematical formula. So these gentlemen right here, these two, nobody else shines with that magic better in music than these two brothers right here. Everybody that does music studies of jazz know that these two, Sun Ra and John Coltrane specifically, is very super, super spiritual. And all the brothers that work with them. So our guest that we're supposed to have tonight, he talked to the members of John Coltrane band. And so we'll get him back on. I hope we'll get him back on. And he wrote a book in the 70s, and he went and met John Coltrane's family, and he talked to McCoy Tyner and Elvin Jones and, all the brothers that played with Coltrane. And so, we're looking forward to that. You know, we're going to keep building on this this magical music thing. And you and brother Eddie Rodriguez, Eastside Eddie, you and Eddie are really taking it to another height. East Coast Eddie, there you go. Thank you. I'll mess a name up too, man. East Coast Eddie, y'all been taking it to another height. And so, we got all we need out of it. I mean, what more do you need? We have information coming in galore about nanobots and all different kind of information coming in. So, I don't know. I'm just giving thanks. You know, I'm giving thanks to the utmost.
And before I open the line, I want you to hear this before I open the mound line here. Amen. that ocean.
Yeah.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like the earth breathing. That's what it sounds like.
Absolutely.
The breath of the earth.
Yeah, and babe, that's the way your antennas perceive it. And that's beautiful. You was able to express how your antennas perceive these vibrations,
mm-hmm.
and that's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? Everybody has a way
mm-hmm.
of expressing these you know, how they feel about these vibrations. So, yeah, thank you for that. That's powerful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is. It's really that. The breathing is amazing. Okay, I'm going to open up 336-350. 336.
Greetings.
Greetings,
Mama Angie.
Greetings.
I'm not sure of how to begin this, but greetings
okay.
to all. Can you hear me okay, Sister Bear?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I was getting ready to shut it down because I'm not in the facility. My spirit had me to come home, and I wanted to go to the stronghold, Cochise's stronghold in the Dragon Mountains. And one time, one of my campers played John Coltrane, I couldn't believe it, out there. He literally played John Coltrane. But how this came to be, I'm not quite sure, because I called Brother Kwame, and he asked me, were there any shows? And I said, not that I'm aware of. And so, anywho, when I hung the phone up from him, Sister Bev, right up under Brother Kwame's number was your Blog Talk Show. And my phone pushed Brother Kwame's number by accident, and it pushed your numbers by accident. And something told me,
mm-hmm.
you don't hang up. And your thing said a show. And I'm like, what? And I called Brother Kwame
mm-hmm.
back, and I said, I want to go to sleep, but I got to listen to this. And I know why now. John Coltrane is communicating, family, because my oldest child, Shannon, she was she came to the planet on the 23rd of September at 4:59 p.m. That adds up to, no, 549 or 459.
That's 18.
Anyway, it's what now,
18.
Sir? Okay.
18. That's the number.
Okay, and in the ninth month. Now, not only that, John Coltrane, I lived in North Carolina for almost 40 years, from 79 actually to 17. And John Coltrane lives, his historical site home is around the corner. Brother Kwame can tell you, from where I used to live on Vernon Place. It's Underhill.
Mm-hmm.
It's his street right next to the funeral parlor there in High Point, North Carolina. But that's not all, family. Not only was my child born on that day of the 23rd, Fantasia Barrino came to the planet on the 30th, and she lived next door to me. Fantasia Barrino sang Summertime, and her bracelet fell. It's on American Idol. And
okay.
I knew then that she was going to be the winner of that American Idol. But that's not all. Naomi mm-hmm. Lateef, Dr. Lateef's wife, CEO, the host of the Female Solution in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
she came mm-hmm. for a gathering there in High Point, North Carolina, where we played, and it's on film, she has it, and so do I. We played Summertime mm-hmm. with Fantasia Barrino and Coltrane right there by his statue. All of this is on film, family, and it was the gate. It opened up the gate in High Point, North Carolina on that day. So if anybody knows Dr. Lateef, Naomi Lateef, she has that film where we did a certain drumming and a certain ceremony there at the city of High Point on that day in front of John Coltrane's statue with Fantasia Barrino playing Summertime and John Coltrane's Summertime as well. And I just don't know how to express what is happening here. And so I'm asking you, family, I wanted to go to sleep. And my phone called Brother Kwame and Brother and you. So what's up with that? Can somebody tell me? And Brother Kwame has, way before I met him, I prayed, family, for somebody to look like us that could do sweat lodges. It's been 40 years, family, or more, since I had that prayer. And Brother Kwame okay. has been a very grounding force in my life. And I said all of that to say this. Go to the Sweat Lodge. Even if you have to go mm-hmm. to Brother Kwame's spot in Georgia, go to the Sweat Lodge, because I tell you, I didn't pray for nothing. And the mm-hmm. Sweat Lodge mm-hmm. are very powerful, especially like you said now, Sister Beth. We need mm-hmm. a deep down to the bone cleansing. But tell me
yes.
about my child, Shannon, and John Coltrane, because my child doesn't communicate with me. But I know something mm-hmm. had to have me to call your number, the phone, Sister Bear,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. I couldn't get to my campsite in Cochise's stronghold, but you just kind of solidified something by doing this Coltrane business. Now, why did you choose Coltrane tonight? A number 8. Today yeah. is an 8.
Eric,
nature pulled him up. His
yeah.
birthday was
yeah.
his birthday was. We had a show with Dr. Bombay last week, and so I realized it was John Coltrane's birthday, And so I called somebody who wrote a book on John Coltrane and met his family, his wife, you know, some of his daughter, met his band members that he used to play with. And so, you know, he was set to come on tonight, and hopefully he will join us in the future. But he had an emergency he had to attend to. But and so that's how it came up, Mama AZ. And Mama AZ,
his wife is bad too. John Coltrane's wife, she had an ashram. She ain't no joke either. You know about her, right?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am, I do.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. And so, you know, we just, you know, Chicago is the train hub, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they call Chicago, the hub. It's the where all the trains come to. It's the main station for and all trains leave from Chicago, go everywhere. Mm-hmm. So it's all a connection, you see. You know, it's the Mecca. All trains go to Mecca. And you
I
leave out of Mecca
that.
And then you make the connections. Yeah, so, you know, go ahead.
I didn't
and Beverly
know.
Was playing
so
water.
All trains come, so that's the A train. I thought that was out of New York, but
say you're riding the Amtrak train. Okay, mm-hmm. If you're going on the East Coast, you have to go through Chicago. There is no way that you're gonna pass through Chicago without stopping. They call mm-hmm. Chicago the hub.
Okay.
That's the hub. All trains go through Chicago. And Mama Z, Chicago got history. That's why a lot of stuff be going down in Chicago, because it has history that rarely people talk about. You know, people don't talk about the deep, deep history of Chicago. It's quite the story. They have a lot going on there. So I'm not surprised there's so much be going on there. They don't call it Mecca for nothing.
May I share something?
Yes, ma'am.
I was called here to Sierra Vista, Arizona. Sierra Vista, down the street, 20 miles, family, is this Bible college that was created by Reverend Asa Alonzo Allen. And when he made his transition, there were a church of people, the healing God, I can't think of it. I have it written down, but you could check it out. They came from Chicago and Mississippi and merged together. They ended up buying, I think, 200 acres of land across from Miracle Valley. They ended up having a shootout. And the brother of the minister, the son of the minister, was blown up in a van with dynamite up 20 miles from here. It's all on record. And the sisters are there carrying on their mother's legacy there in Harvey, Illinois. Well, how I got wind of this was through a dream. And the mayor there of Harvey, Illinois, family, you could check this out. He looks like my godson who was murdered at A&T University in a lockdown at this club at that time in Greensboro, North Carolina. He was an A&T student, got murdered by the railroad track at the club Enigma. And the mayor of Harvey, Illinois, looks just like Christopher. And his name is Christopher, people.
Oh,
and he's the mayor
of
Harvey, Illinois. And the church there, the two sisters are there. Their brother was blown up in the race riot, they call it. It's called Shootout in Miracle Valley. And I'm having issues with some of the Caucasian people here now that they've kind of figured out why I'm here. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. So look at that. And it's a lot of energy, like you said, my dear brother, with Chicago. And who told me to look into this was Dr. Lateef's husband, Abdul Latif, who is the author of When Nations Gather. He presented himself while I was there in Muskogee, Oklahoma, at this teepee that was built by Napoleon Davis. It's a historic, it should be a historic site. You can check all of this out. The man who built the teepee, Napoleon Davis, I'm quite sure that he was guided from the Palladians and other off-world brothers and sisters. Check all of this out. And again, Abdul Latif told me Chicago is a major, major vortex that is connected to places like Mount Shasta, the mounds, the Serpent Mounds. Brother Kwame can tell you more about it than I can, but I'd like for you to look into this, family. In Coltrane, y'all just woke me up, okay? So tell me about that. Express to me why, because I'm here trying to figure this stuff out.
Well, you
not
must be
that,
in the hub.
Not only that. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And not only that, Beverly played that water energy and bought you right up, Cancer. She bought you right up. So, yeah,
well,
it's powerful.
You know I was how did you know I was a Cancer? Did I tell you my birthday?
Yes, ma'am.
When did I tell you my birthday?
Remember we had Lee Oscar? We had Lee Oscar on live, and you said you used to drive a Charger. Was it a Charger? You had some kind of car with a crab on it. Remember? You said you were going to find the picture.
Oh, God, I can't even see it. Yeah, I had it jacked up in the back, and the guys used to race the Charge out of me in that duster. Yeah.
Yeah, Dustin, there you go. What a crab on it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. All right. I'm listening. So so get me up to speed, Brother Kwame and everybody else. Get me up to speed. All right.
You up to speed,
yeah.
Mama AZ. We need to catch up with you. You already up.
Right.
You up to speed. You up on it.
Oh. Okay.
You're not behind. Go ahead, Mama.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, what is Coltrane communicating here? And my daughter, what's the symbology of that? Can you shed some light on that? And today is an 8, like infinity, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It's all what it is. You, Mama AZ. You know, I just go with the natural flow. You know, nature pulled this type of. Beverly honored this day for. You know, we usually do Thursday, but she had it on Saturday. It just turned out to be the 2nd. You know, we talk. She come in with John Coltrane, two songs. Like I tried to. I was on the line listening to everything. I tried to come in, but wouldn't let us come in. She had to play two. So we just talked about the two, and last night, East Coast Eddie kept saying we in 2022. So
yeah,
you know, some people are already in 2022. Everybody on different wavelengths and in vibrations, and so you determine it how you know you. However it pans out for you, Mama AZ, that's how you go with it. You know, you have the perfect mind. Don't second guess yourself by trying to get information from second and third hand. You have it all. Mama AZ, you don't want to tell us, pay attention to your dreams.
Yeah.
And that's how I remember, even that's been like over a year that you said that you had that crab on your car, but I still remember that like it was yesterday, because you speaking from spirit and it stick with you, and you're using animal glyphs, using symbology, you know. You say you raced from all the way from San Diego all the way to Arizona and back, you got rid of a couple of men on the way, and I remember all that.
Oh my God! Okay.
That's how deep
well,
it is.
That...
It's water. Kwame always say water is really deep memory.
Yeah.
You know, we quartz crystals. We quartz crystal people. When we pay attention, we won't pay a lot of money. That's what I say. The crystal is, if I sell you a crystal, it's not S-A-L-E, it's S-A-I-L. I'm going to sell you a crystal.
Wow.
All I need is a place. Go ahead, Beth.
And Eric, you have plenty of crystals. How can people contact you to get some crystals and stones from you? Because you sent me some beautiful stones.
I have a piece of shungite and another piece of moldavite.
Oh, that moldavite, man. That's what I'm talking about. That's outer space. That's outer space energy in the green heart chakra. The double heart. That's nothing to play with, that moldavite.
That's what I heard. Go ahead, Kwame.
No, I was, I put the synchronicity together because I went on the 21st to Hot Springs where I usually go, and I go dig either spring equinox or fall equinox. And I was there on the 22nd and 23rd in Hot Springs, Arkansas at Ron Coleman's mine. And on the 23rd, they just kept bringing truckloads of tailings and just dropping it. And everybody was getting just bombarded with all the crystal finds that they were finding. And there's a couple that has YouTube. It's a white guy and his wife. The crystal couple or something like that. But they were there. And Alex, that was a friend of mine who's making a documentary, came from Oregon and rented an RV. And we went up there. And then we went to Serpent Mound. So I took the crystals that I found in Arkansas, and went to the Serpent Mound, which the Shawnee Nation, which is my people, have reclaimed it on the summer solstice, and had the three chiefs from the different Shawnee Nations came there and reclaimed Serpent Mound as being the authentic, that they were the keepers and the builders of that mound thousands of years ago. And so we went there and we did a pipe ceremony and had the celebration for Chief Golden Light Eagle's homegoing there at Serpent Mound. And so it was really a powerful time from that 21st when we got there, 22nd, 23rd. We stopped in Kentucky, and then we were there at Serpent Mound from the 24th to the 27th. And so all of this is what this whole thing with Eric doing with Coltrane's Earth Day, and the whole part of that connection of the crystalline energy being transferred over there to the world's largest, serpent entity on the planet. And so all of this is tying in together. Mama AZ brought in, what Eric brought in, what you're playing, Bev, and we're aligned with the fall. And this is the energy of moving into this new season of 2222.
Okay.
And a lot of people have problems with the cell phones. And our alternative is the saxophone.
Right, but Mercury is in retrograde. That's even more so because it went into retrograde, and it'll be in retrograde until the 18th. So that's going to be communication, contracts, and just like I said with the reset in 2020 that happened, that alignment that happened on December 21st, the winter solstice, that alignment with Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto is resetting consciousness throughout this galaxy, throughout our solar system with all the alignment of the planets and charging Earth. And then what we've been getting a lot of is the CMEs, because the solar minimum is coming to an end. Now the sun is going back into a solar maximum. That means that there are going to be more sunspots and CMEs coming off of the sun that's going to be hitting the earth with that radiational energy of light.
Don't we have some planets that's lined up in Aquarius? Have they all lined up yet, or are they forming?
Oh, they've already lined up. That's what the reset was, is because they were on December 21st, 2020, Saturn, Jupiter,
okay,
was in alignment at 0 degrees. There's 29 degrees to it, and they were back at 0 degrees, and this happens every so many hundreds of years that they come back to that point that they align perfectly together, Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, and there was one other planet in there, but they all aligned in Aquarius at 0 degrees. That was the kickoff of the marking of the era of Aquarius also, the alignment.
Okay. And don't Aquarius is dealing with seeing things opening up? I mean, is that why people are awakening now?
Well, the water bearer, the water bearer, the water breaks before the child is birthed.
Mm-hmm.
It really was a sign.
Okay.
The symbol shows a man, but it was really a woman. And if you go back to the temple of Dendera in Kemet, and that was the one that they stole and put, I think it's in one of the French museums, or because Napoleon was the one when he shot off the nose, and they stole the zodiac sign that was up in the temple. And so, and you can watch an excellent YouTube by Dr. Charles Finch. It's called Heaven's Wheel. And what he does is he tells all the alignments, because what's coming up next in the alignment, we're looking at the alignment of what's coming around the equator, but we have an alignment which is the true North Star, which is Dracos right now, but Dracos is moving out, and Cepheus, which is the Ethiopian king, he's the father of Andromeda, the chained woman, and she's going to be unchained. And he's getting ready to take the direction of the true north in the constellations at the northern part of the planet, the North Pole. And so these are the alignments that were already predicted about what we were getting ready to come into. And he gives an excellent talk. Dr. Fence is an Egyptologist, but he also used to teach medicine at Morehouse College of Medicine.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Let's get some vibration
even,
here.
Yeah, but he even predicted the thing with Obama. He already knew that Obama was going, and the thing that Obama was, in Obama being there, it wasn't about Obama.
Mm-hmm.
It was about the four black women, because they were the original mothers, which they represented. You know, Michelle, her mother, and the two daughters represented the black woman who was the mother of humankind. She was the first lady, the first lady.
Mm. Okay. And so it was more about that energy than Obama. He just kind of escorted them in.
Right. He had to be there to do that, because in him being the only president, I think it was June of 08 or 09, he's the only president that visited the Sphinx and the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Yeah. And then he visited those stones, picture where he visited the guide stones or something like that he visited too.
The only thing I see him visit was he visited Mandela's prison cell. He went there to South Africa and did that. And then he went and visited the Pyramid of Giza. And it was really funny because he went to Cairo Museum first. And you know that last year on April the 3rd, they just before the what they call the Easter, the rising of the Christ, on April 3rd, that Saturday, they brought all 22 mummies out of the Cairo Museum and put them into what they called the gem, the Great Egyptian Museum, that was redesigned by an Irish woman and a Chinese man, and they call it the Fourth Great Pyramid. And it's aligned with the Harem Het. It's sitting right next to it, directly in alignment with Harem Het, which is the Sphinx, facing Leo, because Leo and Aquarius are the two signs now that are in place. Pisces and Virgo are moving out.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, let's get some more Coltrane here. We're going to get that vibe before we run out of time here. Thank you. Now, that's one of my favorite songs from John Coltrane, My Favorite Thing.
And that was John Coltrane's favorite. He played that everywhere he went, and it became an anthem everywhere you go. That song is people
okay.
hear it, especially around the holidays, around Christmas, Thanksgiving, you hear it played
mm-hmm.
everywhere all around the world, commercials, everybody playing it. So,
okay.
I mean, the train don't never stop. You know, you can get on, it'll stop for a little short time, but it's rolling.
Yeah.
It's rolling. He's a very spiritual brother.
Okay. Go. Let me open this line up, Kwame, and then you can chime in.
802-989-802. That's D-Row.
Yo.
Hey, what's up,
D-Row? How you doing?
I'm great. How you doing, Bev?
Great.
I hear D-Row
right?
by the river.
Yep, I hear that water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just out here taking a little breather. And yeah, I want to join this train ride for a minute. That was sweet. I was loving that John Coltrane. Taking
yeah.
us for a journey.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah. What were you getting ready to say, Kwame?
No, I was saying him playing the soprano, the saxophone, because he was one of the masters
mm-hmm.
of that soprano sax. He played tenor, but he also played, because everybody thought David Sanborn and Najee were, you know, kind of the new age of playing the soprano sax, but that's what John Coltrane had mastered that as part of his
okay.
repertoire of instruments.
Okay.
Yeah, because you look at Benny Goodman made the clarinet famous, and John Coltrane was what made the soprano saxophone famous.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. And 44, how is the little one?
Oh, they're beautiful. Yeah, they're so great. Yeah, the 5-year-old Camila, she's going to be, she'll be on the radio with me coming up here pretty soon, like October 19th. We'll be featured.
Okay.
And Erica will be joining us too over on Susan Weed's radio show. So she does like a herbal medicine radio show. And
okay.
So yeah, she's doing great. She's continuing her work with the herbs. Like, she's my 5-year-old daughter, and you know,
uh-huh.
just doing beautiful and taking care of her little sister Natalia. Natalia, my youngest Natalia, she's 14 months now, and she's about physically she's about 3 or 4. So it's interesting, you know. She's climbing over everything.
And they grow. Yeah, they grow faster when they have another child that's there. They learn from the – so she's learning from her sister.
Yep, and I'm learning from both of them.
Both, yes.
Yep.
Now, what's
yeah,
the name
right.
of the show y'all going to be on? What's the name
it's,
of the show
It's Susan Weed.
On?
Yeah, her name – her show is called – are you familiar with Susan Weed at all?
No.
Okay. Yeah, she's a pretty well-known herbalist. She's out of, like, the Hudson Valley, New York. Woodstock area.
Okay.
She's got several books, and anyway, really cool YouTube videos. That's kind of how we connected, me and Camila, because she's got a granddaughter,
okay.
and they do herbs together, and me and Camila would watch, and it was like an inspiration for Camila to be able to see up here, getting into that kind of stuff too,
mm-hmm.
And having fun with the elder.
Say that again. Okay.
So
her
name is Susan Weed. And her podcast
mm-hmm.
is on Blog Talk Radio, and I think it's called Susan Weed Radio or something like that. It's something with her name, Susan
okay.
Weed. She also has something.
Okay.
She has a website called Wise Woman Radio also, and that's like it's the same
okay.
show. She displays it on that website as well. But, yeah, thank
okay.
you so much for asking.
Okay.
The girls
and
are amazing.
What day y'all going to be on?
October 19th.
What day y'all going to be on? Okay.
Yeah.
And what time?
October.
You know the time.
I think we're going to be on from 9 to 9:30. What she does is she does 90 minutes of Q&A on herbs, and it starts, I think, at 7:30.
Uh-huh.
And then She does 90 minutes of Q&A and then 30-minute interview with somebody at the end of the show. So that's from 9 to 9.30.
Okay.
So we'll be on at that point. But the show is from 7.30 to 9.30 on Tuesday nights.
Okay.
It's sweet. You know, she's just like an encyclopedia
okay.
of herbal medicine. So, you know, an important person
okay.
out there. And, yep, and another inspiring elder.
Okay.
Always enjoy that.
Great.
But, yeah, Bev, it's been a little while. I just wanted to just chime in and also wanted to mention that tomorrow night we're going to be interviewing the artist. I wanted to big up a youth out of Zimbabwe by the name of Proverb Nesta I. He's a reggae artist from Zimbabwe.
Okay.
He's real cool. He just dropped his first album called Tower of Babel, and it's fire. So I'd encourage
okay.
the family to check his music out.
You kind of breaking up. Say that again. We didn't hear that.
I was just saying just to encourage the family to check his music out. His name is
okay.
Proverb Nesta I, a youth from Zimbabwe.
Okay. All right. And
so,
do you have a YouTube that we can go on
yeah,
and listen
oh yeah.
to?
Yeah, he's got YouTube. He's got
okay.
You know, he's got some videos and stuff like that out there. He like I said, he's a youth. He's a young artist, a young man. And he's been getting a lot from this album called Tower of Babel. A lot of super positive reviews and a lot of attention. He's been on a lot of all of a sudden, you know, he's on a lot of radio and websites and stuff like that. Everybody's trying to link
okay.
with him, I guess. Yeah,
okay.
cool, Brad. Yeah, we're gonna be on. Me and Eric L. will be on with him tomorrow night. We'll be linking
okay.
with him on Jowl.
And what
so,
time
yeah,
is
keeping
that?
This music thing going, and but to play these elders and ancestors, this kind of music, this John Coltrane. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's funny because you're talking about that train ride. Because we've been talking about trains all day, looking at railroads and just riding this train, the Roots train. And this is a good time of the year for roots. You know, the roots are really coming
yeah.
in. Like, all the energy of the plants is going to the roots this time of year. So to be working with the roots right now is crucial.
Yes, yeah. Well,
hey, before we go off
Eric,
the air.
We, uh-huh.
Before yeah. we go off the air, I want to make a link about the number two, okay? So 4 years ago, I was
okay.
in Vermont visiting. And I was real sick. I got sick, and then I got in the waters in Vermont and ate some natural foods, you know, some pancakes. And D-Row and Madeline, you know, hooked me up with the maca and everything. So I was feeling better. So D-Row took me to the airport, and I got on the plane. And then when I got off the plane, I landed in Los Angeles, and I called D-Row. I said, hey, man, on the way to the house, man, it was a double rainbow when I got on the airplane. A double rainbow.
Hmm.
So then the next year I came back, and on the way on the way to the airport, I said, D-Row, man, I wonder if I'm going to see another one of them double rainbows. Tell them what happened, D-Row.
we crossed at the very moment we crossed a bridge over the Connecticut River, which, by the way, is 440 miles long. That separates Vermont from New Hampshire, and then, of course, it goes all the way down into Connecticut. We crossed over that river into New Hampshire, which geologically is Africa, and a double rainbow popped up. And we were...
Wow. Now, that's no coincidence. That is
oh,
not
my
a coincidence.
Tell them how clear it was.
It was... It
how
was
clear
one
was
of
that
the,
rainbow?
That both rainbows were, you know how a rainbow can be, like, a little bit translucent, kind of? This wasn't
mm-hmm.
like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Solid colors, you know what I mean? Just solid. It was
wow.
one of those clear rainbows, one of the most clear rainbows I've ever seen in my life. Oh yeah, no, you magic was happening.
And before we go to 44, tell them where they could get your product from.
The website's 44parallelsuperfoods.com. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's the spot. And what you do is that's the website. It's just a general website. And then there's a tab at the top that
mm-hmm.
says buy the chaga. And so because we got chaga mushroom harvested, you know, here in Vermont, and we got the maca root powder from Peru, a really good batch that we got in right now. And so you just click, yeah.
I'm on time right now.
Oh, yeah, nice, man. And I'm just getting the chaga going, too. So this is a good time of the year, you know. It's a magical time of year. It's just so, it's abundance right now. He always says, doing abundance.
Everything
right?
In abundance.
Everything in abundance.
Everything. Crystals, everything. Thoughts. Don't forget your thoughts. That's like lightning. Thoughts is like lightning when it hit the other side. When you think a thought and it come out, when it reached the other side, it's like it hit like lightning, like a lightning clap.
Wow.
Yeah. So
yeah.
That John Coltrane, it ties you in to all those forces. Sun Ra ties you in all this. So Bev, let's do next Thursday. Let's do Donnie Hathaway at the Mound Table next Thursday. That's what these people do. They usurp all these people's energies. When people that used to be in the music industry die, the record company use their music as a ritual and make billions of dollars.
Yeah.
So when Bill Withers died a couple of years ago, you heard the next week they were playing his music on July the 4th, the Rising of Sirius, playing, that his favorite song, Lovely Day.
Mm-hmm.
It became an anthem on TV. Mm-hmm. So they be using those energies, man. What are we waiting for? Donnie Hathaway next Thursday on the Mound Table. Donnie Hathaway. And we're going to keep train rolling, too. We're going to keep doing Coltrane because, you know, the Coltrane energy don't stop until October the 23rd. September the 23rd to October the 23rd.
Right.
And big up to all Libras.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we're down to our last couple of hours, couple of minutes, and we're going to go out with with Sun Ra. And I want to thank everybody that's on the Mound with us, and come and join us again next Thursday. And we will do this again with Donnie Hathaway. All right. Better love.